Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Welcome back to a great beginning of the year. Today is a good day for me to be in front of you. I took 2 weeks off to travel to see family. That's why I haven't had any new episode coming from December until now. Welcome again to another year in 2022. It's going to be the best year ever. Before 2021 ended in December, right, I shared many different strategies on how to write your goals coming into 2022. I don't want to repeat some of those topics. You're welcome to listen to the last 2 weeks from November, end of November to beginning of December. You're going to see the different way I share with you and how to set up your goal. What I want you to do right now, though, and I want to share with you, I should say, is the month in January is your momentum month, right? So you want to go ahead and start putting some things in place if you didn't already do it. Me, December is wrapping up. I do a lot of reflection in December. So I make sure I understand the things that I did well and the things that I need to work on. And then, of course, with family happens. I don't do a lot of setting goals because I know where my mind is in a general. But to me, the month of January is where I could focus because all the noise is over. All the party is over. So now I can really zone out and sit and do my setup for the month of, for the year, not just for January, for the year. Right? So for the next 30 days, now 27 days, I want you to focus on one thing. I know some of you already have big vision, what it is that you want to do at the end of 2022. And I want you to take that and work backwards, right? Down to whatever is take, not the step, not the daily step. What is it going to take 5 small things to do to reach your big goal? What are the big pieces of it? So now if you do that first, before you go all the way down to the nitty gritty, I want you to take only one of those big steps and do it one thing at a time. Avoid doing some random things. Whatever you're choosing to do for the month of January, make sure that's going to get you to stay closer to your goal. For example, if you have a big goal of making $1 million a month, right? What does that look like? How many sales do you need to make? And what part of skill resources do you need? Let's say it has 5 different things that you need to accomplish to make that $1 million by the end of 2022. So now I want you to take one part out of the 5 steps, 5 processes, 5 something. I'll break it down in 5, or you could break it down because it's 2. You could break it out in 6 so that we have 2 months per step. However you want to do the math. It's not about that. I want you to just focus on mastering one piece of it at a time. And I think for me, because I did my business in the shadow and here, there, you know, as a small hustler, not really big and little, I don't want to use little or small. I did 1 or 2 clients here and there because to get my feet wet to understand. But when I went full time, there's a lot of stuff that I needed to master. And then I didn't do that. But I'm sharing with you, that's come from my own experience and how it worked. I got overwhelmed because there was just a lot that I didn't take account with. I heard the big things, but I didn't know how to put the puzzles together until I got a great coach. And what I'm sharing with you is the strategy that was shared with me. So if you take one of those things, you do it one for the month of January, then you do the second for the month of February until you finish those 5 or 6 things. What's going to happen for the first 6 months of the year? You may think that you're wasting time and you may not get closer to your million. But imagine if you really master those steps and you understand them inside out and you could do them quickly For the following 6 months now, your focus is to use and apply those things that's going to get you closer to your million. Because you're just not going to sit there focus little things. Like as you, they're going to be things that you're going to need to do per step, per process. So at the end of 6 months now, you got all those wonderful things. Not only you got all the skills, the tools, the resources, you are really good, right? And then that next 6 months, you not necessarily have to spend time on learning. Now you have to take action. Every day is action, action, action. You're going to compile on top of all the things that you've already learned. For me, marketing is still something that I'm learning, how to show up in social media, right? And going live. I think a lot of people still don't know me because I'm not live. You don't see me. If I'm doing some good things, I'm not talking about it, not providing value. So that is something I'm breaking down for the month of January, that I'm going to do my best to have content ready or show up for 5 minutes to say hello and show up and provide value to you for the month of January on Facebook, because that's the one I'm going to do first. And then I know there's YouTube and then there's IG. I also know for StreamYard is a great platform that people use, and I could show up in the multiple platforms. So I'm going to take my time a month of January and learn the ins and outs of StreamYard, because it's going to give me an opportunity to show up in different places at once, right? So that's my goal. And I want to share that with you this year. So, you know, this is in 2022, because 2021 was good to me. It was fantastic to me. And I'm grateful for all the great things that are accomplishing, the great people that I met. I met so many of you all. You all showed up to my summit, to my different IELTS profile. I just appreciate you. So now for 2022, we're going to go on a journey on reaching our goals together. I want to make sure I walk with you, you walk with me, so we could be together to guarantee, as long as God give us the day to wake up and see that day, we're going to accomplish this goal. Okay. So have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, I will continue this talk on what I'm doing for this week. So that way, I would love for it to be a conversation. So feel free to go ahead and email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com. I'm going to put that email address in the description of this podcast, and also how to subscribe to make sure that you listen. I am looking for people to come in as guests, because I've been doing this podcast as a solo. Now I'm ready to have a conversation about some of those things, especially this month of January. I want you guys to reach for real, so we and you can talk. We could put a plan together. We could be each other's accountability. Hey, Dr. Philip, what did you do? Did you show up live? Hey, Jane, Susan, Mary, whoever, whatever your name is. Those are the names I'm familiar with for my student. So that way, we could be accountable to one another as we're working towards our goal. 2022 is going to be, is not going. We're going to affirm that 2022 is the year of massive action, of massive success for people, a massive year to increase the millionaire. And then you're going to be one of them. So make sure you come and see me. Make sure you email me. Sign up. Once you email me, I'm going to send you my calendar link. That way we could schedule a quick conversation to make sure that you and I are in alignment. You and I are a good fit to work together. Okay? I'm looking forward to it. Have a great day. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply these success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.